USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The NYPD is preparing for any protest that may happen tomorrow in response to the possible arrest of former President Trump. Terry Monahan is a retired NYPD chief.
The NYPD is very mobile. There'll be teams out there where they can get hundreds of cops on the scene instantaneously.
Monahan said the NYPD is working with several other agencies and already has cops on the streets. Barricades have already been set up at Trump Tower and Manhattan Criminal Court as Trump has encouraged his supporters to protest. Speaking of former President Trump, he is also preparing to be arrested tomorrow. Trump may not be handcuffed, but he will be read his Miranda rights, booked, then arraigned, and then most likely released on his own recognizance since the alleged crimes are nonviolent. Could be days before he ever appears in court. President Biden has issued his first veto. He rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG, because it would make it illegal to consider risk factors that MAGA Republicans don't like.
They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it. It makes sense to veto it.
Biden tweeted that the bill would have risked Americans' retirement savings because it would make it illegal to consider those risk factors. Republicans see it as part of a broader woke agenda. Another aid package from the U.S. is on its way to Ukraine. This latest package, worth $350 million, it includes many things like howitzers and anti-tank weapons. It's been 20 years since then President Bush declared war on Iraq. In a televised announcement, Bush formally announced the start of the war and that we were bringing shock and awe. And Netflix wants to boost its stake in gaming. The streaming giant said they could have 95 games on Netflix by year's end. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is touting a region in his state, now called Lithium Valley, which surrounds the Salton Sea. The area in Imperial County was an agricultural wasteland that's now being transformed into a significant source for lithium battery production.
We made the point years ago that we want to dominate in this transition. We see this as one of the greatest economic opportunities of our lifetime, and we want California to dominate in this space.
Newsom said the lithium production will not damage the already fragile area around the Salton Sea, and the industry will help the community. An American aid worker who was being held captive for 6 years in West Africa is now free. Jeffrey Woodkey was kidnapped in Niger.
Jeff will be offered the best medical care possible, of course. After a full medical screening, he will be united with his loved ones in the near future.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said there was a multi-pronged effort to find and recover Woodkey, adding no concessions were made. Amazon is being sued over body scan technology in its stores. A new class action suit alleges the company didn't alert New York City customers that they were being monitored by technology that tracks their bodies' shapes and sizes, as well as their palm prints. And actress Gwyneth Paltrow goes on trial in Utah tomorrow for a ski hit-and-run. Happened in 2016. She's accused of badly injuring Terry Sanderson while he was skiing. He had a concussion along with four broken ribs. She allegedly left the scene. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.